Freestyle Friday. I don't know if you saw what motorcycle I was riding the other time. I was riding my other one today.
I didn't saw that.
Oh yeah.
It would have been nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Bike riding is my thing.
Yeah.
Good morning. Evening or afternoon.
Yeah, it's all the same for me, bro. You know, it's Sunday. You gotta chill. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. We record in Lynx Recording Studio in Somerville, South Carolina. this show is to help people understand the artists or people too. We discuss current events, we have conversations, and we just try to be informative, just as informative as journalists and politicians if we can. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just like to have fun.
Yeah.
But on this podcast, we like to do it all. If you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe there. If you're on a podcast, don't forget to leave us 5 stars. If not, I'm going to start thinking you're a hater.
No, we definitely going to leave or 5 stars.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
So today we have with us 2 guests. We have Master Nene and El
Bloque.
Bloque.
Which means the blood, you know what I'm saying? The blood. And 504, that's just the code, you know, from Honduras. Representing.
I'm low on poco español. It's mild, though.
Nah, you're good, bro. We're going to teach you Spanish, bro.
Comprendo poco.
Yo comprendo todo el tiempo, papi.
So, these guys have, I'm about to call you 504 again. But I saw him recording in the studio while I was working on my last podcast, Freestyle Friday. And he wanted to introduce me to Master Nene, and I started listening to his music.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's correct, yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I was like, what? So I started bumping it live. Now, I just started listening to it this morning, even though I had the links because I...
Yeah.
I know you ain't heard the other podcast, but I basically fried my phone by the pool.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh man. Really?
Yeah. So from basically Memorial Day weekend, that Saturday was the last time I actually had good phone comms. I've been using
That's why you were not responding to me from the other phone number, huh?
And I switched to a flip phone because I was going to go to dumb phones. So I switched to a flip phone.
Old school phone.
Old school style.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with that.
I use my old iPod to listen to music. My old iPhone to listen to music.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's...
So I'm getting all my life back together that way. So I didn't get to listen to your music till this morning, but I'm going to download. If I could find this on Apple Music, I'll be downloading it before I leave the studio today so it could go into my rotation of music.
That's fine.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
It's good, though. So you definitely go get some pennies off of me. Whoever, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever they send you, you go get at least
5%
off of me. Yeah. All right, so I want to introduce y'all to the topics that we're going to speak about today. First of all, Dante Wilder had a wild fight last night, so we'll talk about that. LeBron James has committed to the NBA draft, so we'll have a little conversation about that. And we're going to talk about, I like to stick some WNBA. My listeners know I do some WNBA news as much as I can. So I want to talk about something that just happened in the WNBA and see what you guys think about it.
Okay.
Bring it on.
All right. So first, Nene. Tell me about your newest project.
¿Sí lo entendiste o
todo? Sí.
Okay.
Right now, I'm working on it, I'm trying to, I'm right now, I'm just getting practice to make my my own music, you know. I just built my own studio.
Si está bien, si está bien, dilo en español y ya luego lo repito en inglés.
Okay. I just built my studio a few weeks ago.
You got a new studio?
Yes, I built my Yes.
I see the LEDs in the back. You see that right there? I see
yours. Yeah. I show you. So I got my shoes rack right there.
Uh-huh.
And I got, you know, this is what I got right now so far.
It looks good, you know, man.
So I gotta be honest, you know, I hit a parlay, you know, because I like to bet on soccer games, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I hit a parlay, and okay. I hit a good money right there.
Bam.
And I told my girl, you know, I think today is the day. So yeah. I decided to get everything, you know, and I did it. So now, you know, I'm learning right now, you know, how to get better on making music, you know.
Right.
So, but I got a lot of new projects that they are coming in the future. You know, I love to make music, you know, and I got a lot of good music that is coming, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got a few projects with other artists too, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, they're going to be good.
When you need a rapper on there, like a spitting rapper, holla at your boy. I spit. I don't know how I can't do those singing. I can't sing for you. I can rhyme A B A B. I go A B C A B C. I go
R and B
A B A A B A. No R and B. Just rapping. Just rapping. I can rap my ass off. Can't sing.
Good.
But your studio, you hitting a parlay. It's about the same thing with me with my very first studio. We can't talk about the parlay that I hit, but I just all of a sudden came up on a bunch of money. And that was back when everything was analog. So analog equipment, I'm old, see?
Yeah.
Analog equipment costs a lot of money. So I don't know what you use to record. Like right now, I use an Apollo where I could download the digital version of the analog equipment that I used to use. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because something that you pay $800-$900 for the Apollo to go into the Apollo used mm-hmm. to cost me about $10,000.
So,
wow, yeah, that's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah, so when I hit my parlay, it was a hit. It was a hit.
So I can help.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's just a familiar story, man. But I'm glad, man. Like, when I bought all that equipment, I didn't know how to use any of it. So I took like 6 months, set my butt down, learn how to use it, learn how to make my own sound.
Yeah.
And start going with it from there. So good fortunes to you. It's going to happen.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, man, I decided to take this decision, you know, because I have another friend that he's an artist too, you know, and he have his own studio. But, you know, It's really hard to get together with him, you know, because the day that he's off, you know, I'm right. working. The days that I'm off, you know, he's working. So, and the day that we both off, you know, we got something to do. So it's really hard. So I told my girl, you know, I need to build my own studio so I can start doing, you know, more music and, mm-hmm. and to get better, you know, because to be honest with you, man, you know, I think I'm doing a really good job, you know, right now, but still, you know, I still feel like I need to get way better, you know, than what I'm doing right now, you know?
Shit, you already got a song that is going to be at the top of my playlist. So, yeah, if you feel like you could do way better, definitely do way better. But I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's just part of the journey, you know what I mean? It's just part of the process. Yeah, it's just part of the process because at the beginning, everybody, I mean, you're not going to make it. You have to be a lucky guy, very, very lucky guy to make it, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. go viral, anything. You just, every day, you have to keep trying until you perfect yourself and, you know, you feel comfortable. And
yeah, and most artists don't love us. Like,
yeah.
You know, I do not like my rap voice at all. Every time I hear my voice, I'm like, oh, I could have did it better.
Yeah.
But everybody loves it. Like, so I'm always... I've retired from rapping 10 years ago, and I have done a song. No, okay. It's been about 12 years. I've been retired from rap about 12 years now, and I have done a song.
May I ask you, what made you stop rapping?
So I moved from Atlanta to South Carolina, and yeah. The money is different. Like, so
yeah.
In Atlanta, I worked 10 times less and made 10 times more money. So the effort that I put out here, it was like coming here, working in music still. Like, the stuff that I charge $200 for now, I used to charge $2,000 for back then. Like, wow. So I would walk into a studio, walk out the studio with $10,000. That's in one day.
Wow.
You don't make that kind of money in Charleston, South Carolina, doing hip hop.
That was a lot of different, yeah.
So it's way different. So I decided that all my projects now is just personal projects that I do. I don't put anything out. But I have a daughter that's getting into music. She wants to create music. So while I'm working on her, I'm just putting stuff together on the back end so that I can actually push her stuff. But I already know how to push it. And I have time with her, but I don't have the patience for me to be doing that same stuff.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm retired, but I'm still probably going to drop. I'm going to drop a compilation album with about 20 tracks, and I might have done 10 to 15 of those tracks on there. So
that's good.
Yeah. At least once or twice a year, someone asks me to jump on the track with them also. So I do features all the time. I just don't try to make money off rap no more.
Yeah.
That's really good, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I would like to talk about a little bit about Master Nene. Master Nene is a project of a lot of work, a lot of potential. Right now, we're trying to work as a team because me and him, the most common thing that we always had is music, and we never stopped doing music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in touch with these dudes since I was 14, Carlos.
Yes, sir.
And we always been talking about, you know, we had a dream back then. It was about, you know, we want to become a soccer player, but that dream just went to a different way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started getting, you know, weight, and we started getting, you know what I mean? Carlos got married anyway, so our life was different. So right now, this is the only dream we got, you know, as a team.
That music.
Yeah, yeah, that's all we got. And I told Carlos every day, man, you already make that first step, you know, that you actually got a video, you got music out there. So right now we're just trying to, you know, push that career. Me too, I'm doing the same thing, working on my career. You know, it's taking me a little more time because I haven't prepared myself. I don't even have any studio, you know what I mean? And for me to traveling for work and everything, it makes it a little bit different, but also enjoying a little because I get to meet, you know, great people like you, great people like really good engineers in music. Well, I was just talking to Carlos, you know what I mean? This is what we got right now. Like, we're trying to show the world who's Master Nene and let them know, you know, there's artists out there that, you know, wants to grow and wants to show potential every day.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And the good thing about Master Nene, it being Master Nene, is like in the beginning of hip hop, you had grandmasters and masters of like DJ.
Uh huh.
So it reminds me of the old school hip hop spirit of having a master and grandmaster. So like if you look at Grandmaster Flash, he was the DJ and he basically put everything together with his crew. So the DJ, the producer now is like the old school DJ, and you being a rapper / producer, learning your sound, putting stuff together like that, it's good to be Master Nene,
yeah,
Grandmaster Nene like that.
Yeah, you got it.
That's dope with the name.
Yeah, Master. It's like you're the master, you know, everything you do.
the reason that why I picked the name, you know, is because I feel that potential on me, you know. So right. So, you know, I'm ready for everything right now, you know. I want to keep doing this and, you know, do best thing, you know, on this thing, you know. But Yeah, it's hard, you know. It's very hard for new artists, you know. It's really hard to grow up because there is a lot of competition out there, you know.
They'll die off. I'm gonna tell you something about the competition. There's always gonna be new competition.
Yeah.
One thing you're gonna end up doing if you're working on it, you'll see 1 year, 2 year in, people go fall off. You have new people coming up.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're gonna come up.
And I think it's all about the what you're trying to bring to the fans, what you're trying to bring to the table. You know what I mean? If you're unique and you like and you love what you do, there's gonna be people that are gonna identify with that type of music. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be a competition because you gotta compete with yourself.
Right.
You know, in the first place, you're the only competition, yourself. You know, that's how people mix it out there, because if you're thinking about all these bigger numbers and going viral and money, you know, I'm telling you right now, you probably won't make it because you're focusing on making numbers, making money. You know, that is going to get there. Yeah. It's going to get there, Master Nene. The only matters is the effort and how you're willing to put with everything. You know, that means sacrificing your family, your time. For your dream, what you want to do daily, you know? Because I'm telling you right now, I would like to live and work for the music, and that would be something that I would be, you know, enjoying, because I love doing music. But unfortunately, I haven't made even a single record, you know what I mean? I just got to keep trying every day.
You got to keep working on it.
Yes, sir. Got to put that effort.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and introduce the topics of the day.
Artists you wouldn't expect we listen to. This segment was brought up by Dolo the Kid. Would you like to start it out?
The artist that you wouldn't expect me to listen to will actually be SG. Y'all don't know who that is. SG is a group of females that actually rap.
How you going to know we don't know? You can't look into my brain.
I know y'all.
I mean, you right. I don't know who that is.
But... right.
Whoa. Dolo.
Is it like Asian girls? Dolo.
This is K-pop.
What's the problem?
You listening to Asian appropriators of hip-hop music.
What's the problem? If I enjoy the music, then I'm
enjoying the music. Do you understand what they be saying?
Well, most of them, because they be in English. Some of them.
Are they like Asian women that look like Yu-Gi-Oh? I guess not, since he laughs. All
right,
that's,
who next?
That's interesting.
Welcome back. I forgot to sip something. I sip it on. Always alcohol.
Alcohol will give you a great time, for sure.
So for the topics of the day, I don't know how much you guys have paid attention to the boxing world. And I wasn't even paying that much attention to the boxing world until, because of everything that we talked about in the first segment that happened to my phone.
Yeah.
And then I turned on my computer when I walked into the studio, sat down, pulled up Instagram, and then saw a message that said, Dante Wilder got knocked the fuck out. And I'm like, no! No, I didn't even know he was fighting. Now, to our world, like, Dante Wilder, he's like a 6'7", real big built black man that basically put the world on his shoulders and went through. He was looking like the next Mike Tyson. He was just knocking motherfuckers out. He had a strong hook.
Who is strong, that, though?
Let me see if I can share my screen for you, Dante Wilder. It's actually Deontay Wilder. I'm sorry.
Is that, what's it called?
Boxing,
okay.
Let me see. Share screen. Which one do I want to share? Excuse me.
Master Nene.
Excuse me.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you very much.
How's the weather over there, bro?
It is. It's a lot of forecast, but it looks pretty good here.
Gotcha.
But that's Deontay Wilder right there. Last night he was fighting a boxer named now I'm forgetting his name.
I never seen that fighter before, but
oh, you haven't?
No, he seems pretty neat though.
You said mid?
You know, he seems like he can beat up somebody. Zil, but I haven't seen him fighting. So
Zili Zhang is who he fought last night. So they was over in Saudi Arabia fighting.
Okay. They were fighting like 10 p.m. a night.
Yeah. It was strange because they both threw a punch at the same exact time.
Whoa.
Wilder missed his punch and Zhang connected and then knocked Wilder's chin loose. So he was like,
He took him down twice?
No, it was that one punch.
It was only one punch. Shit.
But it was two punches. Well, I'm sorry. It was one time, but two punches. It was like he hit him and knocked his chin loose. Then Deontay forgot that he was in the ring. Like, he put both his hands down and he just turned to the ref. He turned to the referee like, why you let him hit me like that?
What you mean, bro?
And Zhang pulled up on him again with a whack, knocked his ass out. It was. So Deontay did get up on time. He got up in a nine count. And then the ref's like, walk to me. And Deontay took one step and his knees was like, oh. And then he was like, nah, man.
He was doing the shuffling. We done. He started shuffling to the side.
Boy, it was so funny, man. But that dude, he was unstoppable for a long time. And he fought the Gypsy King twice, three times. He beat the Gypsy King the first time. Gypsy King beat him two times after. And then he just got knocked the fuck out. So,
damn.
He probably needs to take some time off.
I feel like boxing or UFC or wrestling, anything that has to do with fights and being the champion, is always going to be like a lot of competition because it's not really on how you know how to fight or how you know. You know, if you know Taekwondo, if you know boxing, it's about your skill. It's about your body, you know, how much you can resist. Right. And that's what surprised me a lot because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be the champion today, but tomorrow someone else that is better than you is going to take it away and it, so on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you're fighting, though, it is... I'm always weary of someone that is such a good fighter that they never lose.
Yeah.
And then they fuck around and get their first loss. Because if you look through the history, like, when people are undefeated or when they haven't been defeated in a long time,
yeah,
they get that first defeat, it's a lot that come after that. And I think it's one because, first of all, people start... They have a formula on how to beat you. And then... You've been beaten, so how you react off that? You don't come in with the same cockiness that you have.
Yeah,
you're always worried about getting beaten, and you know, like if you are a lion or if you're in the jungle,
yeah,
and you always been on top of the food chain,
yeah,
and then a human come in there and you just watch your friend get lit up with some bow and arrows and dragged over.
He's using arrows, bro.
And somebody light up a fire and just eat your friend. You know that, you know what I'm saying? You're not on top of the food chain. You start watching your back now, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's the type of thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But it was just very disappointing and funny. It was disappointing to see that he got knocked the fuck out. But if you go back and watch how he got knocked the fuck out, that shit was funny.
I'm definitely going to see it. Yeah, I'm going to YouTube find a video. Because now you're making it even more funny. Like,
yeah, because it looked like he was going in for the kill. And then, like, within 5 seconds, he was on his
surprise,
ass.
Surprise, like, motherfucker. What? He got knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right. So first, quick question. LeBron, yes, or Jordan? LeBron or Jordan? Y'all LeBron fans or Jordan fans? You can't be both. No, I'm joking. You could be both. All right. LeBron James has a son called LeBron James Jr. His nickname is Bronny, right?
Yep.
So Bronny is going into the NBA draft this year.
Right.
That's a lot of controversy for that, because Bronny, as far as what he has shown us,
yep,
he is not NBA talent. He sucks.
I mean, he's daddy, you know. He's LeBron James. He's just a great player himself, you know. But yeah, can't put that responsibility on his kid, you know what I'm saying? Because we all different. You know what I mean? It's like an example. Do you know who Cristiano Ronaldo is?
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, he's a soccer player.
Yes.
They're doing the same thing. He has a Cristiano Ronaldo Jr. that he's actually, you know, his dad wants him to be a good-ass player, but they put a lot of responsibility on the kids. You know, I don't see any problems, you know, expecting a lot from them, especially because, you know, LeBron James is a super player.
Right.
He's a really good player. But we can't just judge, you know what I'm saying? He's LeBron James' kid. He better be like his dad. He probably might be good for playing basketball. Who knows, you know what I'm saying?
History say he won't. And also, his stats say he won't. It's basically going to be a nepotism draft. He's going to get drafted by nepotism. Do you think? Are you guys familiar with nepotism? Like the way it works? Do you think that is what do you think about it when it comes to athletes? Like, just because your dad was a famous athlete, you get drafted.
Do you think that's
good for the sport? No, that's not.
I mean, if that guy has talent, yes. But if he doesn't have talent, and you're gonna do it because, you know, he's LeBron James' kid, and then you're doing something wrong for the sport because you're making it seem like anybody with money or any famous, you know, that wants to have his son playing on these big teams. Mm-hmm. You're making it seem easy because, you know, you can, like, with money, you can be playing on NFL, you can be playing on the NBA, and it doesn't necessarily you have to have talent. Yeah, it does. It does make a difference, you know what I mean?
What about a CEO of a Fortune 500 company bringing in their son?
I think it applies on the same thing, what I was saying, you know, on LeBron James' kids. If he got talents, I mean, yeah. You know, you can make it in any sport you want. If you got talents and that's something that you love to do, I mean, yeah, why not? You got the, research to get in. I mean, go for it, you know what I mean? But,
yeah,
that's my opinion on that.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm all for nepotism. Here's why. So I work in IT. I can't go deep into what I work into in IT.
Yeah.
But I am pretty high up in the IT field to where I tell the people that tell people what to do. So in the IT field, a lot of the hires in the early time period were nepotism hires. So there's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, computers start coming around. They ain't know anything about computers, but their nephew did, or their son did. And I'm using males because they didn't hire women in the IT position in the beginning. Because those people, and I'm saying in corporations and stuff, because there were women in IT, they were just very few. But because of those people, IT has been a slow and stagnant process. But you have people like me that actually go to college, learn how to do things the business way, and then walk into a business. And in the IT, they say, well, we prefer experience over knowledge. But then the people that they choose for experience are always trying to find the knowledgeable people, so that they can do things a certain type of way, because in IT there's regulations. And if you have people that don't know the regulations, then you done fucked up as a company.
Yep.
Yeah.
So with nepotism started the whole IT field, but as you come in, it's the people with experience that basically grow the IT field.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have 3 degrees. and I work with people on a daily basis on the same level as me, but only high school diplomas because of nepotism. It happens all the time in all the fields. We just only really talk about it when it's an athlete or somebody like that. We only try to make them feel bad for it, but it happens all the time. So I'm always for it.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, I have a daughter that wants to be a rapper. Well, she wants to be more than a rapper, but rap is in her forte. So I'm all for it. I push her for it.
Yeah.
That's good,
since
man.
I've already been in the industry and made the mistakes and I have the connections, I'm willing to.
But that's something that she loves to do. That's right, something that she desired to do. That makes it different, you know, because you say you used to be a rapper?
Yes, I have albums. You can find me on YouTube. Well, I'll tell you what you can find me at later. But I have albums. I have three studio albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Your daughter trying to be a rapper, that tells you that, you know, she fell in love with the same way that you did when you were, you know, starting your career and everything. That makes it different because she loves rapping instead of, you know, you making her to rap because that's something that you know is, you know, is good or a business or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's different, you know, in my opinion.
I feel you. All right. Last thing I'm going to go into today for the listeners is WNBA. I said I was going to always sneak WNBA into a conversation.
Yeah.
For the past week, there's two big things that happened in the WNBA with rookies. are y'all familiar with Caitlin Clark? Because she was all over the news for like a whole almost 2 years now.
Nah, I haven't heard that name.
She was a college basketball player. Anyway, so she is a college basketball player that went pro this year. She was from Iowa, but now she's on the Indiana Fever. She is a Steph Curry type player. She shoots threes from the logo.
Whoa.
And swishes them. In college, that's what she was doing. But now she's in the pros. And it's a little bit harder for her.
She's getting out there, yeah.
But it's more harder for her because NCAA season ended, and 2 weeks later, basically was the draft. A month after that, WNBA started. So she basically has 1, 2, 3, 4... Oh, I like that.
Jay, you can hear the chicken of my neighbor. Yeah. Damn, I'm a fucking loud, ain't it? And he's not even 5 o'clock. Damn.
But for Caitlin Clark though, she has both the rookies. They had about 6 weeks to prepare. They didn't get their usual 4 month rest before they start wrapping up for the next season. But in this past week, Caitlin Clark has been complaining about being roughed up in the WNBA, while Angela Reese she's from Baltimore, but she played her last year at LSU. One is and I have to give this to you guys so you can understand the ratio. So Caitlin Clark is a white woman. About your typical looking white woman that I don't know, she white. Angela Reese.
What do
like
you mean she white?
Like she's like white. You know, let me see. She looked like if she was like on a actor, she'd be like on a soap opera. She's like soap opera white.
Gotcha.
Angela Reese is hood black. About 6'4". Sitting in the paint. She has. They both have different games. Are you familiar with Stephen Curry?
Yeah.
So just for the sake of, we'll say Caitlin Clark plays like Stephen Curry. Angela Reese plays more like a Draymond Green. Just for reference, that's not an exact comparison. While Caitlin Clark's complaining about, while everybody's complaining about it, and Caitlin Clark complaining about being abused basically on the WNBA courts. Angela Reese actually got picked up and chokeslammed in the middle of a game. And her response was, hey, this is WNBA. I got a welcome to the WNBA moment. I got back up and I continued to play while Caitlin Clark is out here being soft. So Caitlin Clark is out here being soft and complaining. All her fans are complaining for her while Angela Reese is out here pushing and trying to be better. Her fans are still complaining for her the same, but... It's the difference in complainers versus climbing over that mountain and getting over that mountain. So, and that's just another thing I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
He really wants y'all
to wake up. Not freaking roaster, bro. Yeah.
So, but yeah, so.
My boy wants
like, when
to
it comes to music
cast.
And everything like that, I'm pretty sure y'all see that. Are y'all familiar with the Kendrick Lamar Drake brief?
Yeah, they got a beef going on right now, didn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that beef start? I didn't even know that they had a beef going on.
Well, when you're around certain people and you just dislike that person, you dislike their ways, the beef could have started at any time.
But why you want to be around that person that you hate? You know what I mean? That's just fake.
He doesn't. He separated himself from them. So that's what it started. That's what we could say it started. Kendrick Lamar saw Drake doing things that he don't fuck with. So he just started distancing himself from Kendrick.
Yeah.
Drake started trying to get him to come on projects with him. J. Cole started trying to get him to come on projects with him. And he was just like, nah, I'm not doing that. And also, fuck you, and I'm putting it on the song so you can know. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, supposedly Drake doing some Diddy type of shit, you know what I mean?
So did they... So yeah. What happened with Diddy? Did he still... Did they cash in already or still...
Oh, yeah, well, they just went through trials. Well, they did Friday, they did, like, grand jury...
Yeah, they had that boy apologizing on the video, almost crying, man. That shit was hilarious.
So they ain't lock him up yet, but it looks like it's coming.
Yeah. And then he drops more money, you know what I'm saying, that he already spent already.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right. I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird stuff right there, man.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy in hip-hop, man. That's another thing about you going the independent route first. Cause while you're building yourself up and all that stuff, you ain't out there getting into all that, which is good. You don't want to get up in all that.
no, I don't.
So I've been to some of these parties. I've been to these party like things. I've been to actual parties and stuff, but nothing to really talk about. Because it's not a bragging point. It's just But in Hollywood, that's another nepotism thing. Like, all of Hollywood, they all know each other. They're all kin to each other. Whenever they bring someone else in, they have to cross some type of threshold. And then they only bring in the people they know. So it's like nepotism on nepotism. So So that's just a whole different thing with Diddy. And the thing that's actually messing him up, because Diddy's a no-talent type person. His talent is basically business. His talent is business. His talent is not what we recognize him for, because we recognize him as the shining suit, bad boy entertainment. But he never really does anything on his own. He's more of a business type person. He can, under his hat, he can get a lot of things done for people that work for him.
Yeah.
But what messes him up is that he just likes to abuse people. And I'm not only talking about physically, but if you watch Making a Band, have you ever seen Making a Band?
No, I didn't see that.
So there used to be a show called Making a Band. And Making a Band, I think it came out with 3 seasons. They had a season where they did a bunch of rappers. Then they did an R&B male group and an R&B female group. And if you, I don't know where is that now, but if you go on your TV, if you have a smart TV, and you go in and search for Making the Band, like if you have Roku has a search screen, or if you have Apple TV, that's a search screen. You go and put in Making the Band, watch those seasons and see how abusive he is to people on camera, and it basically lets you know if you're doing that all that on camera, yeah, you got some things going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's
most definitely
what messed him.
Fifth Daddy, he's just weird, so you know, he just
yeah.
Do you think he's gay?
Do I think he's gay?
Yeah, like way before.
I hear,
who said it? Mike Tyson said that he wanted to bang him? Some shit like that? Mike Tyson told, hey, don't be playing with me like that, but I'll knock your ass out. Yeah, Mike Tyson hit him too. Yeah. Our boy was not playing.
Yeah.
He was going to knock his ass out.
Yeah. And I would say the reason why I started is because it is because of the way they categorize things now. I think he's more than gay. He might be considered like queer.
Yeah.
He said queer.
Like, yeah, he's. I mean, that's enough rumors out there.
Same with these dude. What's his name? Meek Mill. Yeah, he was the one who's banging Diddy, ain't it?
Yeah, I ain't even gonna listen to that.
Yeah,
I probably should go watch
them
it.
Boys
though.
Talking about street and they like to be banging. Hell.
But that stuff is out there about a bunch of people in Hollywood though. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of weirdos with money, man.
Bunch of weirdos. Kendrick Lamar called them freaky ass niggas.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine, bro? Like if you have money, anything can be possible, you know? You got money, you got all these people thinking weird shit, and they just make it through, you know?
Yeah.
They got the money, they got the resources, I mean.
That's why I thought it was.
They don't got nothing else to bring to the world other than just weird shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's how America was made.
Look,
I don't know about that.
We ain't
know.
I don't know about that, bro.
I don't know. Amen. You got a bunch of think about it. You got a bunch of people that first broke off from a country.
I don't think America was like shit. That before. You know what I mean?
Moved over to a land
it just started
occupied by people.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that weird shit started like in the early 2000s, you know what I mean?
It's
just a different generation, you know what I mean?
It's just weird. Always been there. It's just, it's the same circle of life. It's a bunch of people get into positions that have no talent, and they just feed off because they are in that position. They no longer need talent, and they just feed off everybody else's talent.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, man, but...
Oh, keep going.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, you know, once you, like these guys, you know, they have that much money.
I'm going to go off camera because my phone's about to die and I got it.
They have money, they have power, you know. They get crazy, man, once you have all that, you know.
Right.
So that's why they do all this kind of stuff because they know they can do it because they have everything, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they got the connection, they got the money, you know. Yeah. So it's crazy, man.
Yeah. And that's why
that war is crazy. But to be honest, it's been like that for years. You know. So remember what happened to Sodoma and Gomorrah. You know, it's been happening since those years. You know,
right?
What happened? What? So, where
with Sodoma and Gomorrah?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Was that?
You don't remember my head, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Con lo que pasó con Sodoma y Gomorrah.
Yeah. I know that's in the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah, so like I say, this been like that forever. You know?
Nah, but it's worse now and day because you know I tried to show Grandpa the other day a video of a TikTok thing. He was like, "What the fuck is that?" Like you know, when he was a child, he didn't have no TikTok, he didn't have no Facebook, and that's what's funny, you know what I mean? Because that tells you right there that way back before there were like. You know, it still was people, creepy people out there, but not like how it is nowadays. With all these social media thing, bro, I'm telling you, we're...
Exactly
why.
Look. No Facebook, bro. No nothing, man.
That's why you got the flip phone.
That's why I went to...
But it all depends how you use the internet. You know, you can use it for good stuff, and some people use it for bad stuff.
That's what I was trying to say, you know. Like, TikTok right now is a big, big place that you can get big and famous in there, you know. Like if you start using that app, you know, and you can get big quickly, you know, if people start liking your stuff, you know. So if you use it for the good stuff, that's good, you know. But there is a lot of weird stuff right there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
All right, Nene.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll start off with Block. Block, tell them where they can find you.
Nene, está diciendo dónde pueden encontrar tus redes sociales y todo.
To be honest, they can find me everywhere, man. You know, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, all platforms. You know, like Spotify, Apple Music. You know, everywhere. You know, I got everything.
What's your at symbol? It's Master Dash Nene on YouTube and DistroKid. I put DistroKid YouTube up. So is it that way on everywhere? At Master Nene?
Yeah, Master okay. Nene, yes.
The only one yep. I saw that was different was under IG, you got at Master _ Nene _.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Instagram or where?
Yeah, Instagram. On Instagram, you have at Master _ Nene _, and then everywhere else I saw at Master.
Oh yeah, yes. It's because Instagram, that's the only way that I can, you know, fit the name, you know.
Right.
Doing the Master, yes. But yeah, man, they can you know, find me, you know, in any app store, you know. And like I said, you know, I appreciate it, you know, for your time, you know, and you know, thank you for this opportunity, you know, for today, you know, and appreciate it, and we're going to just keep going working up, you know?
Good. And if you listen to his YouTube channel, go click on that Me Matas.
Me Matas, yes.
Me Matas is my favorite.
Thank you.
That is my favorite. Block, did you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah. So, like I said, me and Mr. Nene, we started this project, and I hope everything goes well. We made our first podcast with you, which was totally awesome, and we appreciate the opportunity you gave us.
Anytime.
You know what I mean? And the only thing that I want to promote out there is that Master Nana is going to be working on his records. He's going to try to put more singles out there, MP3 or whatever. But we're also looking into an album. Once we drop that album and we got a couple more songs out there, we're going to start doing shows. That's going to take us a little bit while, but it's a lot of great things are coming up, and we're looking forward to work. Anybody that wants to have a business thing or whatever, we willing to open as a entertainment company.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing about music. We're looking into clothing. We're looking into shoes, items, you know, stuff like that. But that's what we got going on with Master Nana right now.
We could continue these conversations down the road. I have a clothing and apparel company, so I have those connections as well.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward into that. You know what I'm saying? We just recently started. We always knew we had this dream, but this is the year that we decide taking this to a different level, you know, to take it more professional. And we're looking into that. We don't have the experience yet, but, you know, we're willing to take time and invest money. And that's what we're looking for, you know, people that are serious about this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. As far as Freestyle Friday, we record Freestyle Fridays at Lynx Recording Studios. If you want to follow us at Lynx Recording Studios, the IG is @LynxRecording. The Facebook is @LynxRecordingStudios. My IG is HolidayX. I previously used to say Holiday.X, but it's been changed. Distraction Network can be found on YouTube at Distraction Network, or you can follow the webpage and everything that we do there at www.distractionnetwork.com. Until next time, take care. Be safe.
Be safe, buddy. Take care.
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.